Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Would you mind paying a deposit over the phone to book a table in a restaurant or a bar serving food? Would it bother you if you had to pay a deposit? Well, it looks like that may become more common in the weeks to come. We all know that it is a difficult time for most businesses in Ireland as we try to adjust to life post-lockdown with the many rules and regulations that have been implemented. One industry that is particularly affected by this is the restaurant industry, who are now operating obviously with much lower capacity of customers at any given time because of social distancing guidelines. Yet, sadly, no shows are still a common occurrence in many restaurants and bars serving food. Right now, I'm going to speak to a Dublin bar owner, restaurant owner, who is unfortunately no stranger to no shows since reopening his venue recently. David Chalk from the Bank Bar on College Green joins me. David, good morning and welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Adrian.
Firstly, before I find out about the no-shows, how is biz since you reopened on the 29th?
Business in the city centre is slow. There was a little bit of novelty to start off when we reopened, but since that, it's gone very slow again.
Okay, so it's tough times.
It is very tough at the moment, yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, now, before lockdown, you had a capacity of what in the bank bar?
220.
And yeah. Since you reopened?
140.
Oh, right. Big difference. All right. So, you obviously, in order for me to have a bite to eat in your bar, I need to book a table. Isn't that right?
Yes. Yes. We have to have, people have to be allocated a table.
Okay. So, I ring you. I book a table for Friday night at 7:30 or whatever the case may be. And that's grand, and you take my name and number, and I'll see you tomorrow night. But this is where the problem is. The amount of people booking tables, you holding the tables for them, and they don't show up.
Yeah, so we'd confirmed the booking or the reservation on the day with people. And then what we're seeing is a lot of no-shows or a lot of people with a late cancellation and these types of things. So just, yeah, more than ever.
So is this people just booking tables for the sake of it on the off chance that they might actually go into town?
I would hope not. I think it's a little bit more that people are a bit unsure with the regulations because they hear this and it's people haven't been out for 3 or 4 months and now they're hearing the 105-minute thing that they're a bit wary that they're planning their night out again. They haven't been out for a while and they're saying, well, if we're in one place and we're asked to leave, let's say they make a booking for 7 o'clock and we're asked to leave after 105 minutes, do we have to go home then? You know, back in the day, people could go from place to place or they could go to a restaurant or to a gig or to an event or a sporting occasion and they might go for dinner and they might go for a drink after. I think people are just a bit unsure of what to be doing. So I don't think it's as much that people are just hedging their bets. I think it's a little bit more that they think, well, listen, if we're asked to leave here, then we'll go there, you know. So I think that's probably more the point.
Yeah, and having been, I was in Waterford on Saturday evening, and it is very strange in terms of we went for a meal, we had a couple of drinks, and then what? And I think that is part of the problem, particularly in the city.
Yeah, and that especially the city, yeah, because people because previously what we would have had would be walk-ins. We would have had lots of tourists, so we would have had lots of people working in offices and these types of things, and they're all gone now.
Yeah.
So, you know, even previously if we had a no-show, we'd probably fill the table again. Now what we're doing is we're assigning people a table, and then we have to wait, obviously, because it could be delayed or whatever else, and then after whatever, 20 minutes, half an hour, we might call them, and then they might not answer the phone, and you're sitting looking, because we have to try and staff the place based on the fact of how busy we feel we're going to be. And then you're looking at empty tables and it's heartbreaking to see.
And just to put this in context, so on Thursday you had 8 tables cancelled, 14...
Eight no-shows or late cancellations, yeah.
Okay.
So a combination of both.
14 on Friday and 11 on Saturday. And I mean, so the 14 tables on Friday just sit there?
Yes, sitting idle, yeah.
Wow, that's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And when you ring people and ask them, are they coming, what do they say?
Well, a lot of times they won't answer because maybe out of embarrassment or else, which is fine. But a tool of the trade is you'd ring them off the house phone, and then 5 minutes later you ring them off your mobile, and they might answer the mobile. So they might say, "Oh, listen, sorry, I can understand it." And you give people the benefit of the doubt. I can understand that they're probably in another place and say, "Geez, we can stay here, and we don't have to have the hassle of getting up and leaving." So then they'll be very sympathetic. They'll be like, "Listen, we were meant to cancel, or we meant to ring you, or meant to whatever else." But like, you know. It's frustrating.
That is very frustrating. Now, a couple of restaurants, a couple of places ask for a deposit of a tenner or whatever. Would that be enough?
Yeah, it would, I think.
You think that would make people turn up?
Yeah, we did it previously. Before lockdown, we had done it on tables of eight or more. We had done €10 deposit per head, and it obviously comes off the bill at the end.
Mm.
And I'd say since we implemented it, we would have had maybe one table with a no-show.
Okay, so it does put the pressure on people to, well, look, we're paying the deposit. Are we definitely going? Yeah, we're definitely going. Okay, I'll pay the deposit.
Yeah. I suppose it's a bit like a cinema or a hairdresser or, you know, the other types of industries, they have to do it. So I suppose if you really want to go out, you'll pay it, you know.
Are you going to bring that in?
That's what we're looking at doing for the weekends anyway, yeah. We were looking at doing it for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday sort of thing. Like that's what the plan is now, yeah, for the evening times anyway.
Okay, so what sort of reaction do you think you're going to get from customers?
Well, I hope people will understand. Obviously, we're in the hospitality industry, so we're not in the business of trying to fall out with people. So, you know, if people have put up, you know, have a big issue with it, then we'll have to have a look at that as well. But hopefully they'll understand that we're just trying to, you know, it is tough at the moment. I know it's tough for everybody, but it is tough for us, and we're trying to staff the place, and we're trying to buy in produce and all these types of things to prepare for how busy we feel we're going to be. And when we're looking at empty tables, it's very hard on us.
I can imagine, yeah, that's very frustrating, extremely frustrating. So, okay, you may look for deposits from for weekend nights. Do you think this is going to become the norm? Do you think more places are going to start doing this?
I would think so, yeah. I would think especially like smaller restaurants and stuff like that need to be guaranteed, need to be guaranteed the bookings. I would say it would be. It certainly wouldn't bother me. I know I'm in the industry, but it certainly wouldn't bother me.
Yeah. Nor me. If I set my mind on going to a certain place, you want to be guaranteed that you're going to get a table.
Yeah, and it's just so people might have a bit of understanding if they could. Like a guy rang last week looking to book a table for eight people, and I said, if we can take a deposit of €10 per head. And he said, I'll ring you back, and then he rang back and booked for three people.
Oh,
you know, I think he was trying to book the table, and then he was ringing the friends or whatever and saying, "Listen, I booked a table here." And then when he realized that he had to pay the deposit, he actually did ring the friends, and they said, "I can't go, whatever else." So he ended up for three people.
Okay, so it does make people more committed to their booking, basically.
Then that guy maybe potentially would have said, if it got to the Friday or Saturday, and then he rang the friends and said, "Listen, we're not coming," he might have just said, "Oh, out of embarrassment or whatever," he might have said, "Well, I'm not going to turn up then," you know.
A booking for a table would be something like a tenner, and refundable if you cancel more than 24 hours in advance.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems fairly reasonable. And finally, Dave, how do you see things? How do you see business going forward over the next couple of months? Do you want to see the rest of the pubs open next week?
Yes. Yeah, I hope so, yeah. They're leaving it very late, giving them the sort of regulate, like, or giving them any kind of guidelines. We had a few weeks to deal with it. We bought screens, and we bought PPE, and we bought hand sanitizers and signage and all this, and we trained our staff. It took us a while to do it, just so when people walk into the place, they feel as safe as possible.
Mm.
But they're leaving it very late for pubs, like, and I have publicans around the country ringing me and asking me about it, and it's going to be very difficult for them. Today is Tuesday, and they're supposed to open on a Monday.
And that's guidance in terms of numbers, what sort of PPE to have in place, all of that.
Yeah. What they actually need, how the police, the toilet, how the police, what sort of numbers they're allowed to have in, where people are allowed to sit, what sort of distancing they need, you know. They don't know. A lot of those pubs are quite small, and they're old, and they're traditional, and a different style to, you know, an airy restaurant like we have.
Mm.
But that people do need some sort of clarification on it, and they need it pretty quickly.
Do you see
and
it?
You'd hope then, if that happened, then you might have a little bit more footfall, because you have owner businesses, and you've got staff in town, and you have a little bit more confidence. When people get into town, I think they realise that, you know, we've done things, we've put things in place, you know, so people will feel safe when they come in, you know.
All right, well, we'll watch this space. I get the feeling that it may not happen, that we're not looking at the pubs opening next Monday. I could be wrong, but that's the way it's starting to feel, isn't it?
I would still be confident. I still think that they will open the pubs. They've said weeks ago that this was the way they were going to go. I think you're leaving the very last minute for all. Like, how many thousands of staff are employed? And what about, how are people supposed to do ordering? And how are people supposed to prepare?
We'll watch this space and see what the advice from Neffet is later on in the week. Anyway, in the meantime, David Chalk, thank you very much indeed. And that's awful that people are so rude as to book a table and then not bother their backsides turning up. But we appreciate you talking to us, David.
Thanks, Adrian.
Thank you. Would it bother you paying a deposit if you're trying to book a table somewhere? Emma, you actually had to pay a 10 euro deposit for one of my favourite places, the Schoolhouse and Swords.
Yeah, we booked. I only rang on Saturday to book on Sunday. Or actually, you do it online, sorry.
Yeah.
And you just put in your details, your name, your phone number, your email, and you have to pay a 10 euro deposit. And, like, that didn't bother me one bit. And it clearly states on it, this 10 euro will be taken from the bill, you know. And I don't think it's such a big issue, like the restaurants and the pubs got hammered, you know.
Mm, absolutely.
So, why not?
When I hear of David's bar with 14 empty tables the other night, that's
shocking.
It is shocking, yeah.
It's shocking. Like, I would be so embarrassed.
I would be myself.
If something happened, I would ring and go, guys, listen, can I just transfer with you this date, this time? You know, I think it's so rude, especially now in these times.
Absolutely,
like everyone is stuck for money.
Yeah.
But no, I had no issue paying it, and I would have no issue paying it. If I'm booking it, I'm going, you know, and I'm not someone who's going to book 6 weeks out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
where
something could happen in the meantime, you know, I would just book a couple of days and, there
you
go.
So if this became standard for many places, you'd have no problem with that either?
No, I mean, if it comes to the stage where they say, right, listen, you now don't have to order food to go to the pub, if we get that far, and you can just book your table and go in and just have drinks and still pay the deposit, it's going to come off your bill anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
you're not losing the money, yeah.
No,
well, you're only losing the money if you don't bother turning up.
If you don't turn up, but yeah.
And come here, what was the Schoolhouse like? I haven't been there since they reopened.
Yeah, that was my first time as well now, being there since it reopened. Yeah, it was fab. They have them make you sanitise on the way in and the hands. The guy who does the table bookings behind the Perspex glass, they bring you to the table, and that they're actually very well spaced out.
Very good. Okay.
No schooler can be jammed.
Yeah.
Very well spaced out.
It's very well. That's good to hear.
Yeah,
all right.
It's really well done.
All right, Emma, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks.
She'd no issue whatsoever. I think I can understand why a place would want a tenner deposit off you if 14 people didn't turn up on Friday night. That's awful. Anyway, thank you to David Chalk, and thank you for that. And please be mindful, will you? If you're booking a table somewhere for this weekend, do actually turn up, please, if you don't mind. 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.